forest. The guard couldn't find us in the forest. If we could cross the Great Tragic, we'd be safe. They don't have the manpower for a hunt. I nibbled the edge of a fingernail. Something to what Tracker said. I assumed he knew the woodlands and tribes well enough for us to survive with the burden of an injured man. But jumping past that only led to other problems. There were still 1,000 miles to cross to reach the Plain of Fear, with the Empire alert. "Wait here," I told everybody, and left. I hurried to the Imperial compound, entered the office I had visited before, shook myself dry, examined a map on the wall. The kid who had checked us for contraband came over.
"Help you somehow?"
"I don't think so. Just wanted to check the map. It pretty accurate."
"Not anymore. The river has shifted more than a mile this way, and most of the floodplain isn't covered with woods anymore. All washed away."
"Hmm." I laid fingers on, making estimates.
"What do you want to know that for?"
"Business," I lied. "Heard we might be able to contact one of the bigger tribes around a place called Eagle Rocks."
"That's 45 miles. You wouldn't make it. They'd kill you and take what you had. The only reason they don't bother the guard and the road is that those have the ladies' protection. If this coming winter is as bad as the last few, that won't stop them either."
Well, it was an idea. "You the one called Case?"
"Yes."
His eyes narrowed suspiciously. "Heard you've been taking care of some guy." I let it drop. His reaction was not what I expected. "Well, that's what they're saying around town. Thanks for the advice." I got out, but I feared I had goofed. I soon knew I had goofed. A squad commanded by a major showed up at the inn only minutes after my return. They had the bunch of us under arrest before we knew what was happening. Goblin and One Eye barely had time to cast spells of concealment on their gear. We played ignorant. We cursed and grumbled and whined. It did us no good. Our captors knew less about why we were being grabbed than we did. Just following orders. The landlord had a look which made me certain he had reported us as suspicious. I expect Case said something about my visit that tipped a balance somewhere. Whatever, we were on our way to cells. 10 minutes after the door clanged shut, the very commander of the Eternal Guard turned up. I sighed in relief. He hadn't been here before. At least he was no one we knew. He shouldn't know us. We had had time to rehearse using the deaf speech, all but Tracker. But Tracker seemed lost within himself. They had not allowed his mutt to accompany him. He had been angry about that, scared the crap out of the guys who arrested us. For a minute, they thought they would have to fight him. The commander studied us, then introduced himself. "I'm Colonel Sweet. I command the Eternal Guard." Case hovered behind him, anxious. "I asked you men here because aspects of your behavior have been unusual."
"Have we unwittingly broken a rule not publicly posted?" I asked.
"Not at all, not at all. The matter is entirely circumstantial, what you might call a question of undeclared intent."
"You've lost me, sir."
He began pacing up and down the passageway outside our cell. Up and down. "There is the old saw about..."